welcome to today's episode of the Vampire Diaries podcast. Thank you so much for choosing my podcast. It really means a lot to me, and I hope you enjoy this Friday's episode. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Vampire Diaries podcast. I hope you're having a great day so far. I hope you're having an amazing day. My day has been pretty great. So today we're going to be talking about something a little different, if you couldn't tell by the title. So I think it's kind of boring if I just do, like, all the episodes, you know, like, every single, you know, obviously that's, like, what this podcast is, but I kind of want to spice it up sometimes. So, you know, I'm going to be doing something a little bit different today. Which is, I'm going to be talking about some of the most iconic Vampire Diaries songs that are in, like, scenes and stuff, and that are just in the show. So, you know, with like, all the episodes, I don't spoil ahead, because if you haven't watched the whole thing, or if you're, like, you know, whatever, if you haven't watched it, I don't want to, like, spoil it for you. So, but this one, just a warning, the spoiler alert, I am going to be talking about all 8 seasons of The Vampire Diaries, all 170-something episodes. I think it's like 172, 173 episodes of The Vampire Diaries. So, if you haven't watched it all, I recommend that you... I'm really sorry, but I recommend that you wait till next week, because I don't want you to get spoiler alerts, especially since literally the series finale is on here, that song. So, I mean, you don't really want to get spoiled. So, you know, proceed with caution, because there will be spoilers. So, how this is going to work is I have 15 songs. At least I think, if I counted correctly, which I'm, like, 95% sure I did. So, yeah. Watch me, like, count right now. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Yeah, I have 15. Sorry about that. Yeah. So, 15. All 15. I'm gonna rip this page out real quick so I don't have to, like, flip within a notebook. That's easier. So, I have 15 songs here, which, in my opinion, so, please don't come at me for these, because if your favorite song isn't on here, then I'm really sorry, but in my opinion, the top 15 most iconic songs, like, when you hear it, you think, oh, that was, like, you know, Vampire Diaries, like, you know what I mean? So, like, for example, if you watch Grey's Anatomy, like, the number one song I would associate with Grey's Anatomy is How to Save a Life by The Fray. So, like, something like that. You know, when you hear the song, you think Vampire Diaries, you think of that one scene from The Vampire Diaries where this song was playing. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then at the end, I'm going to tell you guys which song out of my list I think is the saddest song / saddest scene. Kind of go hand in hand together. My favorite scene, so the song that had my favorite scene from it in, not my favorite scene of all time, but, like, from the list, my favorite song, so not, like, most iconic, but my personal favorite, the song that I associate most with Delana, Damon and Elena, and then the song I associate the most with Stelena, Stefan and Elena. So, yeah, let's get started. So, in 15th place, we have the song I Should Go by Levy Craze. By the way, all of these songs, I love all of these songs, and, like, by putting it in 15th place, I'm not saying, like, oh, this has nothing, like, you know, it's not iconic. Like, it's so iconic. But, you know, there's 15, and one of them has to come last. So, I Should Go by Levy Craze. I hope I'm saying that right. This is the scene in season 2, episode 22, where Elena is laying in bed with a sweaty Damon after he got a werewolf bite, and they're just talking because he's dying, you know, he's dying. It's sad. It's a sad scene. And he says, "You should have met me in 1864. You would have liked me." And Elena says, "I like you now." And it's just really sweet. And even though they aren't like together, I think she's like it's still like Stelena at times, but I don't know if she's like, yeah, she's with Stefan, I think. I'm not, because they go kind of on and off again, as do literally every single couple. But you know, but she kisses him, and it's really sweet because he's dying. Well, no, he's not. It's not sweet because he's dying. It's sweet that she did it because, you know, he's dying, and yeah. So that is in 15th place. In 14th place, we have I Was Wrong by Sleep Star. And this is the scene where Damon, in season 2, episode 2, where Damon gives Elena her necklace with her vervain in it, and he gives it back. And before he gives it back, he says, "I need to say something to you." And she's like, "Why do you need to say it with my necklace?" And he says that what he's about to say is probably the most selfish thing he's ever said in his life. And he says that he loves her. And it's because I can recite this whole scene. Watch me. I love you, Elena. And it's because I love you that I can't be selfish with you. And then they're like both kind of, I know he's crying. I don't think she's crying, but he's crying and he compels her to forget because he needed to say that he loved her, but she couldn't remember because she's with Stefan. So, you know, he says he loves her. Then he compels her to forget and he gives her a necklace and he whooshes out of there. So she doesn't even remember that he was in her room at all that night. But I love this song. I kind of realized I haven't been talking about the songs. Also, like, I really wish that I could put the songs in, but I'm not very familiar with copyright laws, and I don't want to get sued. So we're not gonna do that. And you know, some people might think it's like weird that I'm literally doing a whole episode right now on. Some people think it's weird that I have a Vampire Diaries podcast. Oh my god, my friends don't know that I have this. If they knew. Some of my friends do, like my close friends, but like if some of my other friends knew that I had this podcast, they would literally like make fun of me so much. Anyway, so I think that just like music can really make or break a scene because, you know, obviously scenes without music are just like really awkward. Like, you know, music like makes it, like it brings it all together. So I love this song. And yeah, I really wish that I could put like not the whole song, but like just like little snippets of the song, you know, like the chorus or something, or the part that was played in the episode. But I don't want to get sued again. I'm not familiar with copyright laws. So I can't. In 13th place, we have Wings by Birdie. There are two Birdie songs on this list. Anyway, this is the scene in season 5, episode 22. Whoo, this one hurted. This scene hurt. It hurt so bad. It really hurts. Oh my god, some of these scenes. Okay, the thing is the scenes are just so sad, and with the music playing, it just makes it even more sad. And then if I hear that song, like, out of context, like if I'm in the car or something and that song comes on the radio, I will literally start crying because of just how sad because I just think of this scene and I literally start crying. Like, okay, before, when I was like making my list and everything, obviously I watched the scenes that the songs were in and I listened to the songs. And My God, did I cry with the sad ones just watching those scenes again and even just listening to them without watching the scenes? Like, I just associate it with that scene, and it's just, oh my God. This scene hurted. So, basically, it's in season 5, episode 22. And Jeremy is screaming around looking for Bonnie because what's happening is Bonnie was bringing literally a whole bunch of dead people back because the veil, I don't know if it was the veil, no, the other side completely was like getting destroyed. It was like it was dying out. So she tried to get all the dead people back, and she got a lot of them. She got Alaric, Stefan, I'm pretty sure was dead, yeah. And she was supposed to get Damon out too, but her and Damon get stuck there. So Jeremy is running around looking for Bonnie, and then they find out that they're gone, that they're going to the other side, which is about to be destroyed. So they have no idea what's going to happen to Bonnie and Damon. And then Bonnie and Damon are there. And Bonnie says, "I'm sure there's a million other people you would rather be with." And then Damon says, "A couple thousand at most." But the thing is that line is so significant later because when they come back from the prison world, she says the same, or I think he says the same line. Damon says, "I'm sure there's a million other people you would rather be with." And she says, "Not exactly." And it's just really sweet. And I think comparing those two lines just really shows how much they've grown closer and stuff while they were in the prison world. And then also, Bonnie asks, "Do you think it'll hurt?" And Damon says, "I don't know." And it's just a really, it's, I love this song. I really do love it. It's great. But the scene is just really sad, so. In 12th place. 12th place. Sorry, I gotta flip my paper. It's double-sided because there's just so many songs. We got Scars by Michael Mullarkey. Anyone who doesn't know, Michael Mullarkey plays Enzo, but he also does some music. Also, may I say his Twitter is literally, it gives me life. I love his Twitter feed so much. I love him. So he played Enzo, and he also does music. And so they put one of his songs in this scene. And this song, I feel like it's one of the less iconic ones, but it's more iconic in my mind because like I love this song. I think it's so good. I just love the vibe that it is. It's like really low and kind of dark and stuff, and I just love it. So, this is season 8, episode 8, and Damon and Stefan are working for Cade. So, Damon finds earlier, Damon threw the necklace, the Vervain necklace, away, and he finds the necklace. Because he just went back to look for it, and he says like he doesn't know why he wants it, but it makes him feel better. So he goes to get the necklace back, and he finds it. And then when he goes back to the hospital, Stefan ate the whole hospital. He ate the whole thing. Like, no, he didn't eat the hospital. He ate everyone inside of the hospital. Ripper Stefan comes back. I swear to God, Ripper Stefan is just like such a conflict in interest throughout this whole show. Because like you've got this good guy, but then once he tastes human blood, he kind of loses it. So Ripper Stefan's back, he's sitting in the hallway with holding one girl, still like eating her. They're in like I'm just like describing this one shot because I love this shot so much. If there was one shot to describe Ripper Stefan, it would be this one. There's a whole bunch of other bodies, completely like blood everywhere. There's bloody handprints on the like windows. It's just such a good shot, and I love it so much. I love this scene, and I love this song, and I love Michael Mullarkey because he's really good at music. I love him. Number 11, we have Wait by M83. I love this song. I love this song, and I love this scene. I love this scene so much. I love this scene. This is season 6, episode 5, where Damon and Bonnie, well, no, Damon comes back from the prison world. Bonnie is still stuck there with Kai, but she sends him back. Also, if anyone was wondering, just saying, my favorite season is season 6. Nobody asked, but I just felt like sharing that. I love season 6 so much. That's probably my favorite. So, season 6, episode 5, where Damon comes back from the prison world. And he comes back when Stefan is kind of having a breakdown. And he has this bottle of bourbon. And he misses his brother. Obviously, like, it's his brother. He misses his brother. He wants him back. So he is just really upset. And he's getting mad. And he's breaking down. And then he throws the bottle of bourbon, which is about half full or half empty, however you want to look at it, you know, a half empty bottle of bourbon, and he throws it, and, you know, obviously expecting it to crash on the wall of his family's, like, tomb in the cemetery. They have this, it's called, like, a crypt, right? I don't know, I'm kind of stupid, so I could be wrong, but, like, his family's crypt. He's inside, and he throws his bourbon bottle, and he expects it to just, like, crash into the wall and break, but somebody catches it. Damon had perfect timing, and he catches the bourbon bottle, and he says, "What, I'm gone a couple months, and you think it's okay to waste a perfectly good bottle of bourbon?" And I love that line. That's one of my favorite Damon lines. And Stefan is just utterly shocked while Damon is just being Damon, and it's great. So Stefan is just there, and he thinks that he's, like, dreaming or something. And I really love this song. And the song, like I said, like, each scene, I wish I could talk more about the songs, but I feel like it's kind of hard to talk about it when you can't, like, hear it, when you don't, you know. I wish I could put them on. I really do. Trust me, I do. But I just love this scene, and I love this song because, it's great. I like M83. They have some good songs. And then number 10 is Cut by Plum. I am cut. I'm sorry, I can't sing for the life of me, but this song is great. This is when Stefan and Alina do the dirty, do the nasty for the first time. They have sex for the first time. They do the nasty. And this is in season 1, episode 10, which is actually the episode I'm going to be talking about next week. So, yeah, you guys get to kind of look forward to that. So, yeah, they do the nasty. They do the dirty for the first time. And the song, and this one, it's not like the other ones where there's dialogue or something, you know, before. It's literally, there's no sounds. Well, I mean, there's some sounds, if you know what I mean, but, oh god, I'm so embarrassed. Bruh. Okay, but it's mostly just the song, so, you know, there are some songs that are more memorable than others, and I'm gonna talk about those ones more because I, like, remember them more. Obviously, I just listened to them all, but, like, this is one of those more memorable songs where, like, you hear it and you know exactly what scene it was. Like, right off the bat, like, you know, it's one of those songs where I wouldn't associate it with anything else. I would only associate it with this one scene from The Vampire Diaries. We're getting into the top 10. Now, these ones are all, like, cut. Like, they're more iconic, you know. This number 9. This one hurted. This one really hurted. Color Me In by Damien Rice. This played when Liz died. And Caroline goes inside of Liz's memories. Well, she hasn't died when she goes inside her memories. But it's the memory of Liz teaching little Caroline how to ride a bike without training wheels. And it's season 6, episode 14. And then after the memory is over, Liz flatlines. And Caroline is obviously breaking down because that's her mother. And the songs, I feel like if it was the scene without the songs for a lot of these, a lot of the sad ones, then it wouldn't be as sad. Like, obviously, it would still be sad, but I feel like the music just makes it so much more sad, which really shows you, like, how much, you know, music matters in TV shows and movies and stuff. And I think that The Vampire Diaries has, like, a great soundtrack to it. Like, you know, the songs that they use are really good. They're great. Another show, like, you know, just here are some, like, examples that I have of, like, shows that I think have, like, really good soundtracks and, like, songs that they use. Grey's Anatomy has really good ones. Gossip Girl, those ones are great. Like, just, you know, some examples. But, you know, they're just, like, really, really great songs to go with really, really sad scenes, and there's sad songs to go with sad scenes. So that was number 9. Okay, number 8. Ooh, this one hurt. Why are all the sad ones, like, bunched together? I swear to God. This one was another one that it just, like, really hurt. Skinny Love by Birdie. This is the second Birdie song on my list. This was Season 2, episode 21, where Elena reads this letter that John, uncle, or in her case, dad, John, her dad, wrote to her before he died. So, and he gives her his, ring that can, like, bring you back, and he gives her the ring. And he says in the letter that it's for her child when she eventually has one. And it's just, and then they go to the cemetery, and it's Jenna and John's funeral. And she also puts roses at her parents' grave. And it's just, it's really sad. And this song, oh my God, I think this is the first song that I really like. That I was really like, this is the first song that I was like, okay, this is a Vampire Diaries song, you know. That was the first one where I was like, okay, you know, if I heard that song, like, obviously, you know, it was always, like, towards the beginning, but this is just one of those first songs that I really, like, acknowledged that was in the soundtrack. And it was just, I cried so hard when I watched this scene for the first time. And part of the reason, again, is because of the music. Number 7. This one hurt, too. They all hurt. Rewatching most of these, by the way, like, the scene where Liz dies with Color Me In, Jenna and John's funeral, Skinny Love, and this one, Drop in the Ocean by Ron Pope. Like, they all just made me cry rewatching them and and just, like, hearing the songs, listening to the songs and just rewatching the scenes, I cried. So yeah, the number 7 is Drop in the Ocean by Ron Pope. This is the scene where Ripper Stefan has made this deal with Klaus that, okay, I'll go with you, I'll go on the run with, not really on the run, but, like, I'll leave with you to go, like, kill people, I guess, if you give me the cure to save Damon from this werewolf bite. So, he does. Obviously, he lives up to his end of the deal, and he's been gone for a while. And Damon is really upset, and he destroys Stefan's room, like, literally just tears it to shreds, because he just, obviously, like, it's his brother, you know? Amos is his brother. So he tears apart his room, and he's frustrated and sad because they can't find him. They've been trying to find him. They don't know where he is. And he calls, and he's at this bar with Klaus. And then he goes out into, like, the parking lot of the bar, and he calls Elena, and Elena picks up, and she says hello, and there is no answer. And then she's like, "Stefan, is this you?" And she just talks to him, and she says, like, "I love you, you can do this," like, you know, stuff like that, like, 'cause, yeah, and then just seeing the pain on his face is just, oh my God, and oh my God. This is another song. This is, I'd say, like, one of the saddest ones. It's just, it's so, oh my God. This scene in this song is just, like, you know, and I kind of feel, like, weird because I feel like I'm talking about the scenes too much and not so much about the songs. And I feel like a lot of people go, like, really in depth about the lyrics, but I don't really feel like I can really do that because I don't feel like it really goes with the plot. I just think, you know what I mean? But it doesn't go with the plot, but it goes with the situ, like, you know, it goes with the scene, and it has the right tone, and it's just a good song for the scene. And I think this is a perfect song for the scene because it really just makes you cry. Number six is going to be All I Need. This isn't a sad one, by One Republic. All I Need by One Republic in season one, episode 19. Also in the last one, for like a, like, not even a lot of the song, like, this is before Stefan calls Elena, but Caroline and Tyler have sex. They do the nasty too. And I'm not gonna talk about that because Tyler Lockwood infuriates me, so I'm not gonna talk about that. That is also season three, episode one, at the end. Most of these songs are, like, at the end. Some are, like, in the middle, but most are at the end. Next one, number six, All I Need by One Republic, season one, episode 19, Miss Mystic Falls. This is the song that Elena and Damon dance to at Miss Mystic Falls in season one, when Stefan kind of, like, doesn't show up, and he escorts her, and he dances with her, and I love this scene, and I love this dance, and I love this song, and I feel like this is, like, the perfect song to go with this scene, because, just because it's, you know, it's such a like, it feels like a classic. You know, it just feels like the type of song that you would do a waltz to, that's not, like, 1800s-esque. Like, you know, it has words and stuff, and it's not all, like, piano, but it's, like, it's still one of those songs that you would, like, you know, that it sounds like it's something you would waltz to, and I think that it was a really great choice for this scene. So that is number six. Number five is, hold on, sorry, my paper is, like, kind of a mess. So, see, okay, number five, Never Let Me Go by Florence and the Machine, season three, episode 19. If you are really a Delana shipper, if you are really a TVD fan, and you hear, see, like, only the true TVD fans hear season three, episode 19, and they know exactly what's about to happen. They know exactly the discussion that is about to take place. The motel kiss. Oh my God, I love this scene. I love this song. This song was I cannot get over this enough. This song was perfect for this scene. It goes with it so well. The music is great. And then the scene is just, you know, the motel kiss. If you don't know, like, it's so iconic. It's so, like, you know, it's the first, like, it's not their first kiss, but it's their first, like, kiss, you know? And then, yeah, it's, oh my god, chef's kiss. It's amazing. End of discussion. It's beautiful and amazing, and they could not have chosen a better song, I don't think. Yes, number four. Feel So Close by Calvin Harris, season 4, episode 4, The Whitmore Party, where Damon teaches Elena how to have fun as a vampire, and they're at this college party at Whitmore, and they're literally just, it's like flashing dark lights, and they're just dancing and having fun and feeding on people, but they're not like killing people, like they're feeding them, healing them, and then erasing their memories. So, it's just, I think that this song was also, like, I think all of these songs are perfect choices, honestly, for their scenes. I think that I should have probably looked that up, whoever the, like, sound, or what's it called? Oh, I know what it's called, I forgot. Oh, God, I should know this. I should definitely know this. The soundtrack director, I forgot what the position is called, but the person that chooses all the songs for like the scenes and stuff, I love them, and I probably should have looked up who they were, but they did an amazing job. They did a tremendous job. So yeah, that was great. It was just such a good scene. And, you know, it just goes with it, like, the song, it just goes with the scene so well, because that's a song that you would hear at, like, a college party, you know. Number three, we got to the top three. So, with bronze, we have, Belong by Carey Brothers, season 4, episode 23. This is the Delena fight. They have a couple big fights. I'd say this one and the other fight, which I can recite word for word. Oh my god, should I do that? I kind of want to do that. I will do it, like, I'll do it when we get to that episode. Even though that episode is in, like, season 5, it doesn't matter. They fight, and Damon is saying how, like, he doesn't want to become human and that he's not good for her. And there is no, oh my god, why am I blanking on these lines? I always blank when I'm recording, I swear to god. There is no apology in the world that encompasses all the reasons that I'm wrong for you. And then Elena's like, I'm not sorry that I'm in love with you, Damon. Well, she says, like, stuff like, I'm not sorry that I met you, and, like, you know, stuff like that. But that's the main thing that she says, is I'm not sorry that I'm in love with you. And then they kiss, and it's a beautiful moment. So they, like, fight, and then they kiss, and they make up. So, yeah, I love the song that went with it. The songs that they play while they're fighting are so good. And it just adds to the intensity of the fight, because you're like, you know, who wants to see them fight? They're perfect for each other. I love Delena with my whole heart. Number two in silver, our runner-up, is gonna be Hunger by Ross Copperman. Season 6, episode 22. This one kind of hurts, but it's Delena's last dance. And it's where Damon tells Elena that Kai cursed her and Bonnie. So, and she tells Damon that he's not allowed to mope around about her, that he needs to go and, like, live his life while she's gone. And so they dance one last time, and he's in his tux, and she's in a really pretty dress. And the sad part is about it is that they just decided to, take the cure together, to live human lives together, and then this happens, and it's really sad. And I just, oh, and the song is just perfect for it. I will say this for every single one. The song is just perfect for the scene, and it works so well. Like, it works amazingly. And then number one, Hold On by Cord Overstreet, season 8, episode 16. Stefan's little funeral. And it's really sad. And this is a song that I guarantee you, in any context, if I hear it, I will cry. I don't care if this song comes on at my wedding and I am the happiest girl in the world because I am getting married. I do not care. I will cry to it. I will bawl my eyes out. Oh my God. Like, I don't care about the context. I don't care if I'm the happiest I've ever been in my entire life. If this song comes on, I will cry. Stefan died. Stefan just died, and Damon and Caroline, oh my God, are like at his grave or at his little like stone thing in the family crypt, and it's a and they do a shot on like his little like plate thing, and it says like brother, husband, friend. And it's really sad. And, and him and Caroline just got married and they never got their happy ending. And it's so sad. And then they have this little, there's this talk about peace. And Elena does this voiceover on peace. And then Caroline asks Damon, like, do you think it exists? And then Elena and Caroline reunite, because Elena just woke up from her little slumber, and then Elena and Damon reunite, obviously. And then Caroline's message, so, and then Elena tells Caroline how Stefan got her message that she left him before he died, saying that she'll always love him. And it's just so, oh my God. And this song is playing throughout all these things, and it's just so sad, and it just makes you cry. And the song is just such a, oh my God. Like, And then they all leave like little things at his little, like, I don't know what it's called, like a stump or something. I don't know. But Caroline leaves that snow globe keychain that he got her for Secret Santa. Elena leaves that vervain necklace. And then Damon leaves his daylight ring because he doesn't need it anymore because he's a human with Elena. But it's just, oh my God. Again, the song fits. It fits so well. It works. It works amazing. Yeah. So, that was my ranking of all the most iconic songs. So, basically, if I hear Hold On, I will immediately think of The Vampire. Honestly, if I hear any of these songs, I will automatically think of The Vampire Diaries, and I will automatically think of what scene it was that, this stuff happened. But, I just thought that it would be fun to change it up a little instead of just talking about another episode. But we will be back next week with our regular scheduled programming. So now I'm gonna talk about my f the saddest song I think that there was. Obviously, the saddest song and the scene because they kind of go together. My favorite scene that was played. My favorite song, in my opinion, and the song I associate most with Delana, and the song I associate most with Stelena. So we'll start with the Stelena one. I feel like a lot of people are gonna be like, "Oh, cut!" The first time they have sex, and it's just, it's a Stelena song. But I actually think it's according to me, this is all my opinion, by the way. Not saying I'm right about any of these, even like the ranking I just did, like all my opinion. But A Drop in the Ocean by Ron Pope, season 3, episode 1, when Ripper Stefan calls Elena. I just put that one because I think that it really shows the relationship that they have, because she calls him and she, like, she knows it's him, like, right off the bat. Like, she knows who it is. And she says, you know, she's like, I love you, like, hold on, you know. And it's, you know, she tells him how much he loves him, and he doesn't say anything. But, you know, you can see on his face how much he misses her and how much he loves her. And there's no words, but, you know, there's no words from Stefan, but you can tell how much it's paining him to, like, be away from her and not, you know. It's just, I just thought it was a very Selena song. Delana, this one's pretty predictable. Hunger by Ross Copperman, season 6, episode 22, Delana's last dance before she goes to sleep for a little bit. So, obviously this is just their last dance, and they're just, you know, they love each other so much, and, you know, I just, oh, this scene just pains me, because it's not that the scene is sad, but it's just, like, you know, it's the fact that you know it's their last dance. Like, it's such a cute scene, and it's so cute and adorable, and I love it, and I love it, but, you know, it's just the fact that is gonna happen next. Like, he's not gonna see her, she's gonna be asleep for, like, she's gonna be, not dead, but, you know, she's gonna be asleep for a long time, until Bonnie dies. So, it's just really, really upsetting. Next one, my personal favorite song. So, out of all these songs, which one would, like, you know, which one is my personal favorite? Wings by Birdie was mine, because it's not, like, I really like the vibe of it and the sound of it, because it's not, like, super slow, or it's not, like, super, super sad. It's still, like, a little bit sad, but, like, it's not, like, super, super sad. And I just love the sounds, and I just love the music and everything, and it's great. Favorite scene was gonna be the scene that was played, Wait by M83, and the scene that, you know, goes with it. So my favorite scene out of these was when Damon comes back from the prison well with the bourbon, season 6, episode 5. Oh my god, I cannot express how much I love this scene. This is one of my favorite scenes out of all 8 seasons, honestly. I love this scene so much. I just love it. Because it's just so sweet, and it, like, makes you cry, but not because it's sad, because it's just so sweet, and, you know, they're reuniting. And then the saddest one, pretty predictable, Hold On. Like I said, no matter what context, Hold On by Cord Overstreet, no matter what context, I will cry. It's a sad song, and it relates to a sad scene, and, you know. So, yeah, that was me talking about the different songs in The Vampire Diaries. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope that you enjoyed doing something different, because I enjoyed doing something different, and I like to spice it up a little bit. So, you know, I hope you enjoyed, and next week I'm going to be talking about season 1, episode 10 of The Vampire Diaries. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and you should come back next week, next Friday, because there's going to be a new episode. So yeah, have a great rest of your day, and bye. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of the Vampire Diaries podcast, and I hope you come back next Friday for a brand new episode. You can email me at thevampirediariespodcast@gmail.com, and you can find me on Instagram @thevampirediariespodcast. Bye!